You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Yes, it is. It is Jerry and Jerry's percentages. Every once in a while, we catch up with Jerry on a Wednesday, and today just happens to be that day. So we know he's always spitting fire. He's got takes, and generally he's got something to say off the bat. So why waste any more time? You guys ready to hear from Jerry this afternoon?
Right to it. Let's go,
yep,
Jerry.
Let's do it.
This will be short and sweet because Jerry's going to the garden tonight to boo the Maple Leafs with Pauly D, the DJ. And if the Rangers win, Jerry's going to put on an absolute clinic post-game at Scores. And you know exactly what I mean.
Jerry at Scores.
Is that place still around?
Yeah, I was just going to say, is it still open?
So famous back in the day, but I don't know if it is.
Dude, that place has got to be one of the most expensive places to go on Earth.
Absolutely.
It was like hunch to get in the door, a hunch to check your coat, a hunch to this goon that brings you to your seat. It's like,
yeah,
if you don't have $4,000 in your pocket, you're not having a good time. Like,
no, it's, but that's New York, right? If you're in New York and you got money, I'm sure it's a place that you might check out from time to time. Yeah. But who knows? Who knows if it survived COVID? Who knows what's going on down there? All right, so Jerry's going to the game tonight. Let's get to the takes.
Leon Draisaitl will get pissy with the Florida Panthers tomorrow night and dominate the game with a minimum two-point night. Take that, Timmy Matheson.
Stop it.
Jerry, that's not appropriate.
Minimum two-point night, Florida.
And a domination for Leon Draisaitl tomorrow night.
I'm going to go 45% because I think that Florida Panthers are the worst team you want to see right now. They are clubbing teams, clubbing teams.
And what worries me, I'll just jump on that, is they got thumped last night. They're going to be angry. Like, Calgary beat them 5-1. So, like, they're not feeling sorry for the Edmonton Oilers. If anything, they're just going to be pissed. That's what worries me on that front. But I do think Draisaitl will get the points. So, what did you say? 45?
Yeah, I think 45%.
I think he's going to get points. I'm not guaranteeing a win on Edmonton's side, but
that's
I am guaranteeing.
Not a part of it, no.
I'm guaranteeing that I think Draisaitl will get points tomorrow night. Absolutely. I'm 71% on that.
Yeah, I'm high on this. Everyone loves him as a player. I think he understands he's on the spotlight. I think he and McDavid have to give each other a nod and say, smarten up. Like, they haven't been good enough. They got to be better. And right. Florida can score with the best of them, but it's not as if it's, you know, the 78 Canadians on the back end. You know, like defensively, they can give it up and get a little bit leaky. I'm going to go 90%. I think there's two parts to this. One, I think he gets the points. I think he's dominant tomorrow night. I don't know if he's going to win because his goalie may be awful. And when he's not on the ice, and McDavid's not on the ice, that team is awful. Like, that's the stats are there. You can see it. When the two of them are off the ice, the team struggles. And Florida might pick away at that. But I think Draisaitl steps up. I think he had to anyway. I think what happened yesterday may be that much more of an inspiration. Not that he needs it. I'm high on this, 90%.
Jabby's keeping a close eye on Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment because the next head honcho will be somebody that loves the spotlight and seeks out the spotlight. Basically, Jimmy Lewicki 2.0.
Jimmy Lewicki 2.0.
I don't think they ever go there. I don't think they want that. I don't think they've seen it. They don't want it. They prove they don't want it. 4%. 4%, they get some slick Rick in there that's...
I want it. I love it. I loved Lewicki. Lewicki was awesome. Like, he was a blast to cover. He's a great interview. And he did amazing things.
Yeah, but they don't care that you want it.
I understand that. I understand that. And that's
I think they want no part of it, 4%.
I'm low on this, too. I get that impression that Rogers, Bell, although you never know what's going on over in Rogers, you know, what they're looking for, who they might be looking for. And I'm wondering if that's a coincidence. You know, the power struggle over there and the fact that this just happened, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think you're right. I think they prefer quiet. I think they prefer to allow the big dogs with the respective teams to be the face of it all, the voice of it all. I'll say 15%. You know, because maybe it comes upon someone naturally. Whoever gets the gig, maybe they didn't realize, you know, he or her were going to develop into a media star. So I'll say 15%.
I'm low on it. I'm 8%. I just think that they're going to get somebody who can do the job. You're right. It might be an added bonus, but I think it's few and far between. You're not going to see a Timmy Leiwicki.
Jerry's loving the Tiger Woods conspiracy theory, so I'll jump on board with this doozy. Tiger Woods plays St. Andrews and packs up shop forever and ever. Might have a few little chores and missions around the town of St. Andrews before he leaves.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of any Perkins diners in St. Andrews, but... he's jumping on that theory. Jerry believes it. He'll play at St. Andrews, and that'll be it. See you
later.
I'm
going to go 52% just because there's some people leaking it out, and I don't think they were supposed to. Guys like Lee Trevino. Like, you saw him and Tiger talking on the range. Maybe Lee was
just
like...
Why would Tiger tell Lee Trevino about his dude, plans to retire?
And it was clickbait. It was some golf Twitter.
Lee Trevino.
Lee Trevino.
Dude, they were on the range, and maybe Lee's just like, where do you think he is? And he might have just said, I'm going to St. Andrews, and that's it. Because the clickbait I jumped on was Lee Trevino knows when Tiger's playing, and that was the story. It was like, he's going to St. Andrews, teeing it, and he's done.
Is Lee Trevino the one from Billy Madison that kept shaking his head?
Yes, that's Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
Butch Adams did have a beard or whatever it was.
Is Lee Grizzly Trevino Adams. The one from Billy Madison?
Yeah, Grizzly I mean, Adams. Obviously, he played for the Sun. And, like, I love him. He's a great grinder. But
he is. Great player, Lee Trevino.
He's not the insider of
the
course. Like, that's the funny part about that. Like, it's just what Lee Trevino says. Like, all of a sudden, he's an insider out of nowhere.
Exactly. Like Tiger, yeah. Tiger's sheltered him, and maybe I'm sure they go way back, and Tiger, I'm sure, has immense respect for Lee Trevino.
Yes.
I just find it hard to believe he's working on a short game on the range, calls over Lee, and says, just so you know, but no one else, I'm going to St. Andrews and then retiring. I don't picture that being...
Dude, it could have been driving range talk.
Maybe it was. I'm so low on this, and maybe this is part of my bias, and I don't want to believe it. I'll say 5%. I just don't think he's going to determine that right now. Like, because what if he shows up at St. Andrews and plays really well? Why would you make that determination beforehand that you're done? Unless you know you can't play, which means he's going to show up there and shoot, what, an 87, 89 and pack it in? I don't picture that. I didn't see that at the PNC. I don't see it on the range when he's hitting balls. I don't think he's going to predetermine St. Andrews, his favorite course, play the Open and hang it up. I think his play will determine that, and I'm not sure he's reached that point. So I'm low on this.
I'm low on it, too. I'm like 4%.
All right. Not buying the Lee Trevino conspiracy theory. Okay. So moving awesome. On. What else do you have?
Jerry's expecting a shootout in Kansas City this weekend with the Bills and Chiefs combining for well over 60 total points. Carlos' head might pop off. Bang!
You can't steal that, man. It's like stealing Yes Guy, No Guy. That is owned by Taddy, and Bang is owned by Carlo. Not allowed. 60. The total is 54.5 last time I checked out of Vegas.
Sometimes the hype, though, it turns into a low-scoring weather kind of... This is calling for 60 points?
Jerry's saying a combined 60. So,
no
you
way.
Know, 34,
25%. Yeah. 25%. I've seen it too many times where it's like high powered. And then the realization of the moment and the magnitude of the moment takes over and it's like, it's 21-10, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not buying it. Not happening. 10%.
Yeah, I'm low on it too. Well, you said, did you say 25% or 10?
10.
All right. I'm a little higher than that. I'll go 15.
Yeah,
I'm still
I think it's low
on it.
I'm low on it too because I think the defenses are quality too. Let's not put that past them. Buffalo's defense is very good. The Chiefs' defense the second half of the season was outstanding. So I think Vegas is leading you on with a high number. 54.5 is a big total for a playoff game because everyone saw Mahomes and Allen last week. But these defenses are not the same as what we saw in against Pitt or against the Pats or just the way the game played out. So I'm closer to 50% though because they are explosive. I mean, these are two of the very best quarterbacks in the game. Mahomes, I believe, is, as my list suggested about an hour ago. But I'll say 49%. I'm going to go just under 49%. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, but I could see 28-27, you know, 31-27. I think it'll be close to 60, but I'll go just under at 49%.
The Vancouver Canucks will finish with more points than at least one of Calgary or Edmonton. And Brucey will be loving it. Bruce, there it is. Bruce, there it is.
All right, Jerry, I like it. Jumping on that bandwagon. Bruce, there it is. He's got, all they got to do is pass one. By the end of the year, Jerry's saying Vancouver will pass one of Edmonton or Calgary.
Man, I'm low on this.
This is a tough one.
I'm going to say, I mean, Pedersen's starting to wake up. He's got three goals in his last two games.
About time.
Scored his 10th last night.
All year.
Yeah, scored his 10th last night. But he's, I don't know. I mean, Calgary is a good team. I think Edmonton will get it together. I'm low on this. I'm 17%.
Okay.
Still a chance because, I mean, they're right there. But the game, there's a little bit of games in hand, but not that much.
Edmonton and Calgary both have four games in hand on Vancouver. So,
yeah, but they're going to play each other a few times too, right? So there might be, like, you know, but there is four games in hand. I'm that's why I'm lower on this.
Okay.
I think it's 50-50. They can make a run and just punt somebody. I really do. Brucey, there it is, can just keep rocking. And they could pull it off, man. I'm going to go 52%.
Just
52.
On the other side.
I know you will not allow a 50% on this segment. Mm-hmm. I'll go 52. Like, they were garbage in the start of that road trip. They got dummied by Florida, Tampa, Carolina. Then they picked up wins in Wash and Nashville.
The Washington one was impressive on a back-to-back. That was
sure.
An impressive win. Right. I'm going to say 45%. I'll be just on the other side of that 50 for you. It's a coin toss right now. I mean, those teams have games in hand, but they're going to go up
against
each
other. Look, Hayes,
it's
what we're talking about here is can they get in an Edmonton chart? So
Edmonton seems likely, but Calgary's hit the skids here a little bit too. I mean, last night notwithstanding, they had a tough road trip themselves.
They've built up enough street cred though, where they can respond better.
Yep, yeah, it feels like it's Vancouver or Edmonton, and right now they're a point ahead of them. But Edmonton's got four games in hand, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But even Winnipeg, like Winnipeg's played the same amount of games as Calgary and Edmonton, and Winnipeg's right there in the mix too. You could include them,
yeah.
Right? Like Winnipeg, they lost, they battled back to get a point last night, but they're not exactly flying either. Like the four Western
Ehlers
Canadian said, teams.
Ehlers is going to be out for a bit. Like
right.
That was a greasy knee on knee so by Orlov. So that didn't get a lot of play. I mean, Orlov got suspended today, I think, or he's having a hearing. I didn't see the suspension
yet. I haven't seen that come through.
That'll come out right away, I imagine. Usually comes out by 6 o'clock. But that was, Ehlers a pretty good player for them.
Really good player.
So,
yep.
You know, that's
no, that,
a,
that
that's
hurts.
A big blow
like
for
the,
them.
The four Canadian Western, the Western Canadian teams, they got to get going, man. You got to get some Canadian content in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the California teams, I'm not buying it right now that – everything's going to be – like Anaheim's played 41 games.
Well, Anaheim, L.A., and San Jose are all in those spots, right?
Right. Like and Anaheim's lost three in a row now. And
well, they might have a reset. Like the thing is health. And some of those young kids, like as we were talking about yesterday too, like Troy Terry's in goal-scoring race. Like mm-hmm. Is he going to hold pace? Is the team going to continue? Are they going to trade some assets away? You know, regardless.
True. They don't feel like it's their time anyway.
Right. And they've got an interim GM. Like they don't have a GM. Like they, I don't even know what their owner's saying. Like, are you going to go for it? You're not. Like, they've got some question marks there. You know, it'll be interesting
to see. For sure. Yep, for sure. So there it is, Jerry's percentages. Shout out to Jerry.